G'day and welcome back to another District 32 Business Insider Show. I'm your host, Michael Worthington, and you quite often hear me say to people, don't bother trying to start a business, start a purpose. Well, my very next guest has done exactly that, and maybe in a field you're not quite expecting. Special guest this week is Juan Perez from Quest Legal. How are you, my friend?
I'm so good, Michael. Thank you for inviting me along today. I'm excited to be here.
It is an absolute pleasure to have you. And I said that at the beginning about starting, rather than start a business, start a purpose. And I really think that encapsulates what Quest Legal is about. Can you just give people a snapshot of your, you know, ethos and what Quest Legal is about? And then we're going to get into how you actually got here.
Yeah, happy to. Thanks, Michael. Look, we're a commercial law firm, so that would sound very boring to a lot of people, but it actually isn't. It's actually quite exciting. For us, we love business clients. Any client that has a business, starting a business, running a business, expanding a business, selling a business, and everything that comes in between that whole life cycle of owning a business, that's our sweet spot. Now, we started the practice, and this without going into the history yet, but we started it with the ethos that a lot of the tricks that I learned in my corporate background, which I, again, I'll come back to later, I just thought all these tricks and the way that large businesses operate themselves, a lot of that can apply and does apply to SMEs, and they need this. But the problem is that traditionally law firms are seen as either too expensive or out of step or not transparent or clear enough with customers. And so clients will just avoid it or see it as just something that when they can afford it, they'll come back to. So our mission has been to bring the law to as many SMEs as possible to assist them with providing them advice that they can understand, firstly. Secondly, they can afford, because we provide fixed pricing and there's no surprises. And that makes a difference, that actually adds value to their business and helps them grow. So that's why our motto, it started out as grow with you, but as we've been growing, it's now changed to growing with you, because we've had so many clients that have actually been growing with us over the last 8 years since we started the practice. So
that ethos, yeah, that purpose when you set it out, you know, to grow with your clients and this fixed pricing. I mean, it is totally, I mean, if people weren't in the law, but you are, and I've had experience with quite a few law firms, that's revolutionary. That is flicking the whole thing 180 degrees and doing something totally different with a traditional law practice than what you would normally see.
It is, and it's not always that easy. It is easy in that a client comes to you, you have a meeting with them, you have or a phone call, you understand what they need, and then you provide them a fixed price quote, and you're clear on the scope of that. But the law is not always linear, and also the results aren't always linear, because you're often preparing a reply to another party, and then the response comes back. So you're kind of trying to predict where the matter's going to go so that you give as much transparency to transparency for your client as possible. And that means sometimes we don't get it right. And it sometimes means we may quote that something that is the job's bigger than we expected. And where that's the case, and we have to wear that, we wear it, because at the end of the day, the relationship is more than just money, and the relationship is one that is long-term. Our clients stay with us for years. I've had clients that have been with me as a lawyer even before I started Quest for many years. And it's just a great thing to have that closeness of relationship and know that you've seen iterations of and phases of their growth, not just in their business, but also in their family and in their relationships. And yeah, it's such a it's very fulfilling to have that kind of relationship with your clients as well.
It's an amazing thing. You know, when we talk in business, and we talk to a lot of business owners, and you're the same as me, and we talk to them and we say, look, don't focus on price primarily. Focus on value. If you can deliver the value, you know, the money will start to take. You'll be amazed where the money comes from and how it actually grows. And you really do push this to the forward of Quest Legal. Your service is all about, let's just get the value in there, and then the revenue streams will kind of work themselves out. I know you do have a revenue stream model, but your focus is primarily value first, and then we'll worry about the secondary.
Yeah, it's very – thank you for saying that. And I'm glad you got that, because it's then coming across in the way we're presenting ourselves. So I appreciate that feedback, because that's exactly what we're trying to – and we're pushing to be clear on. Some of that has come strangely from me working in-house in different industries, because before I started the firm, I worked in a technology firm. I worked in a legal practice for a number of years, one of the large ones, Norton Rose. And then I left and went in-house. And those in-house roles were about very much customer-facing businesses. We're talking technology firm that was providing ticketing systems around the world, and then eventually into banking. And I had a big chunk of my career in banking. And despite the fact that I know a lot of people bag the banks out, the biggest clients are mums and dads and businesses. And so there was always what does this product add from a service and value point of view? And that I learned a lot from those experiences on, well, what is the value that a client wants? You know, you've got to look at it sort of from their angle as well.
And I suppose that applies to you as a legal firm. So to interrupt you, but you're saying like that, you know, we have a misperception of banks sometimes, but we are their biggest clients, small to medium enterprises and business owners. And you yourself, when you go in and you're going to provide a product or a service, I suppose customers on the outside may not have experienced the service that Quest deliver. When a business owner says, why do I need a lawyer? Is it just if someone wants to take me to court, you know, or I need a will drafted, you know? But there's so much more to this for a growing business than people may realize. Could you give us a snapshot of why a business would use a law firm like yours?
Yeah, definitely. And this will give a bit of a snapshot on value, because if it's not needed, we don't do it. We don't invent legal work that's needed unnecessarily. But if you look at the traditional journey of a business, let's use as an example, if we start up with a couple of friends come together and they decide to start up a pizza shop. And they both come from that background, and they decide that they want to set this up. Well, do they set this up as a partnership, or do they set this up as a company, or do they have a trust involved? What's the structure they should use for this? And in most cases, it's a company. And the reason for that is, and we do see still partnerships from time to time, but when you're a partner, you take on each other's liability, and a decision one of you makes binds the other. So you have to be very careful with partnerships. Yes. And you affect each other personally, like that, because it's a partnership, you're in business in yourself, and therefore your own home can be at risk. So partnerships, a lot of businesses avoid. So they start off a business as a company, and they each have shares, and they are thinking of bringing someone else in because they have another mate who has marketing talents, and those guys don't know how to promote the business. So all of a sudden there might be three of them, and they want to stay friends. So the first thing we say to them, well, if you want to be friends, stay friends, then what are you planning should one of you decide to exit? And how would you value the shares in that? How are you going to document the fact that this third person's coming in as well, by the way? What if one of you was to pass away or be unwell or not be able to be involved in the business? What if one of you just flaked out and just went, you know, I'm just going to sit here as a shareholder and not actually contribute to the business? So what you're starting to see is we start to think ahead at some of the scenarios we actually deal with every week, which is when a client comes to us and says, my business partner has gone basically AWOL and we're trying to run this business by myself. And so we would always encourage, firstly, that you document well that shareholder coming in by way of, you know, are they buying shares and what are they contributing? And that's usually a share issuing agreement or a share transfer agreement. And then you have a shareholders agreement, which documents your relationship. So that's at the structuring side. And so where we add value is we're being strategic in our thinking of where the business is and where it may be going and making sure that there's the right frameworks around that so that if an issue comes up, you're not scrambling to try and figure out and talking to a lot of lawyers individually to try and figure out what needs to be resolved. You're kind of saving money on future problems by fixing them up front as well.
And I think
so that's just one side of it. That's one example.
And I think one thing that I do like with Questlegal, because we hear so many times, you know, people get into business and say, oh, I'll need a will. But if you're building a business, you're building wealth, and especially when you start talking generational wealth, you're now going, well, you can download a will from the internet, go down to your post office, but that's just not going to cut it for someone who's – I'm sorry to people who went down there and spent their $20 on the post office will.
Well, I mean, look, to be honest, wills have been enforced that are on a napkin where people have just written up, when I die, please pass on my dog to my neighbor. And people have been able to enforce those, but it's not easy. And you're right. The difficulty with those kinds of wills is that the do-it-yourself doesn't necessarily ask you all the right questions about, you know, where are you at in your life? What are the potential things that could happen? And then you try and factor those into the will as well. For example, if there's a trust, if you have a family trust in place, well, if you're the sole trustee of that trust, well, what happens to that trust if you die? Well, you know, a post office will is not going to necessarily help you work that out. That's just one example. But what you raise, Michael, is a really important point, which is back to the structuring of the business and how you set it up in the first place, is that some of the best advice I've heard is that you don't want to go into a business thinking that it's going to fail, but you do need to go into a business knowing that you understand what could be an exit strategy in the future and what could happen in the event of certain situations coming up. So that, for example, you passing away or you exiting because things go south with your relationship. And that's all succession planning when it comes to your business. And in the same way, it's got to link in with your personal succession planning, which is your will and your enduring power of attorney and guardianship. So it's really, I love these conversations because all these dots start to join in the life of a business owner. And it's not just about, you know, going into work and making money and then, you know, and hoping that it all goes well. There's some planning that needs to happen, not just for your business, but for your life as well, because we have to remember that the vast majority of small to medium businesses are mum and dad businesses or smaller businesses, which are very much in that SME space. And that is actually the vast majority of all businesses in the country. They represent some 80 to 90% of the whole GDP of the country as far as what they're producing. They represent 95% of all businesses are small to medium businesses, and they all need this kind of support and encouragement at a personal and at a business level.
I think that's why I really like Quest Legal. It's really interesting talking to you because, you know, we're talking these SMEs and we know these are family businesses and, you know, a family business, every family business is going to be different. But, you know, suddenly you've got this family business, you think it's great, right. And then son's going to work in it and daughter's saying, what about me? And then one of them gets married and then you've got an in-law who wants to come. and you need someone in power. You need someone on the outside protecting mum and dad who may be the hierarchy at this moment looking after it and going, whoa. You know, and then you've got little Johnny who's the bad boy and that's a family business. And I think you see all this and other people maybe just getting into it and going, oh my goodness, I didn't know this was in front of me.
Well, we all have rose petal glasses, right, when we go into business because we want to be going into it with the spirit of it's going to go well. And so you should. Because it's a big endeavor and you want to throw all the positivity into it. But then challenges come in all shapes and forms and we need to, the more prepared we are for those, then the more we've thought about them before they happen, then the better prepared we are to handle them. And the better the likelihood of getting through them stronger. The whole point of challenges in businesses is we're all going to have them, so that's good, but there need to be learning opportunities and then abilities to come out the other side with a stronger, more resilient business. And that's where we can help, is creating that resilience up front by thinking ahead of these issues.
I've got to ask you, when we listen to yourself, Grant, it's like, where did your resilience come from? Where did this passion come from? Where did this come from inside of you, your background? How did this evolve?
Oh, that's a good question, Michael. You're about to ask me to divulge all sorts of personal stuff, aren't you? Well, maybe you already have asked me to do that. Look, my background is that I was born in Colombia, in Medellin, which is the second largest city in Colombia. This is not the British Republic of Colombia with a U, it's Colombia in South America. Sometimes gets confused by people. My parents arrived in 1974 and I was only just 1.5 and with my brother and I, he was only 3 months old. So my parents arrived non-English speaking immigrants with not much money. And basically my dad, he was a linotype operator. So he worked in printing and he was a bit of a unicorn those days because he was able to actually not only type and these machines using lead press were actually complicated, but he could also repair them. And right. So the Australian government was actually looking at the time for linotype operators and in particular mechanics, like they were really sought after here by the printing business. My dad and mum moved over on the basis of starting a new life and a new future for us, but that was really tough for them. And so what was instilled in both my brother and I as we were growing up was, you better make it worthwhile for us all the sacrifices we went through, because, man, they really did go through a hard time. And that's probably a podcast for another day. But the truth of it is that that fighter mentality, that nothing gets you down, you just push on, has been instilled in us right from a young age, and it's developed in all areas of our life and how we've developed, and we don't always get it right, but this feeling that, okay, well, hit me with it and, you know, I'll take a blow and then I'll come back, nothing's going to stop us.
Yes.
That mentality, and I see it with a lot of our clients, Michael. I love it when I see a client that's just so ambitious and determined, and they may not get the best news on something, but then they find a way of turning it around to their advantage. It's just gold, because that's how I was raised as well.
A lot of personal satisfaction in there. So what is your vision for Quest Legal then? And I don't mean like in the client perspective, but you and a business and a company, what's your big picture for this company?
Look, we come together as a team, and I should just do a big shout out firstly to my wife Paola that started the business with me 8 years ago. She has just been a lot of the heart behind the practice, she's not a lawyer, which is a good thing because it means we get along. but she's very strong on the operations side and has helped with systems and processes over the years. She's kind of she's still involved, but more on a part-time basis these days. And so shout out to her, but also to the team, because we got half our team is in Sydney and half the team is in Perth.
Yes.
And we work collaboratively. And this is a team that's just been so loyal. And so they've been with us for many years. Like James has been with us 6 years and he's just been made a partner this year as an example.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing lawyer, and he's been with us since the very start. He joined us as a paralegal, and then became a lawyer and sort of lifted through the ranks and quite quickly because he deserved it. And we have I won't mention every one of them because we'll be here all day. But the reason I mention it is every year we come together and then we ongoingly review. The building of a strategic plan. And as part of that, of course, we revisit our vision, our mission, and so forth. So our vision is to become the best fixed price commercial law firm in the country. And I have my own little spin on it, which is best. The team wanted best, but my view is we should be the most loved. Because if you really love a business partner, then you got it made, right?
Yeah,
but they haven't bought into that. They're like, oh, it's just a bit stuffy.
Well, they are lawyers.
Yeah, they're lawyers. I mean, you kind of want your lawyers to have a bit of grit about them,
yeah,
right?
You do,
so, yeah, it's really cool. So that's our vision is, and to do that, one thing that we're really working on as a team is, we regularly review our. Advices. We regularly review our templates. We regularly review the law and continual legal education's a big thing. We invest a lot in our team in that way. We're bringing everyone together. For example, in the middle of September, everyone we alternate. So last year the Sydney team flew over to Perth, and this year Perth is flying over to Sydney,
right.
And we're just having some time together as a team, and it's just going to be wonderful just to have that sort of downtime, reflection time, but also a bit of fun as
yep.
well. So, so the vision for us is to continue growing, to refine our process and procedures so that we can provide as much value as possible efficiently and effectively, our turnaround times, because law firms are not known, historically known for being great, not being great with their turnaround times. Mm. And we pride ourselves on turning around faster than most firms and getting better all the time. So that's our aim, is to continuously improve our service and continue to reach out as far as we can, not just in Sydney and Perth, by the way. We have clients across the country and internationally as well.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because a big area of work we do is in intellectual property,
right.
Protection of brands, which goes across the world, protection of designs and other IP and commercializing of it.
Yep.
We also do a lot of franchising, which often involves international networks and setting up international arrangements for franchising. A lot of our clients, particularly in the technology space, we do a lot of work with managed service providers, technology developers, software developers. They're often commercializing their technology overseas as well. So we have a broad spread across the country and overseas.
That's
well.
Fantastic. One thing I am hearing, and I've listened to this through this interview, I know we're getting to the end of it, but it's this strong culture that Quest Legal have. And I think a lot of business owners, they want to have cultures, they want to get this. And the number one question is, how do I recruit the right person? How do you, I mean, it's not just lawyers, I know you've got support staff and everything in there. What do you look for as your number one character trait in employing the right person for Quest Legal?
Yeah, it's a tough one because you sometimes don't know it until you see it in action, because a lot of recruitment over just having interviews and meetings doesn't always bring it out. So when they're not even graduated yet, we've had a big success with this, is actually having an intern program. So we'll usually have three or four interns a year, and they come in and it's focused more on training them.
Yes.
But then if we like them, we bring them on as paralegals, and they may get a couple of days a week of work. And then once they complete their degree and get admitted, then we bring them on as solicitors. And James is an example of that, as I mentioned before. And so is Luke, who joined us as a senior associate now. He joined us years ago as a paralegal, And he actually went off at the time to work for the Department of Justice and came back. And he's been with us for some years now, and he's done very well. He's gone up the ranks. So I guess what I'm saying is the main element I look for is that grit and determination and ownership that I mentioned at the start. Mm. Because if a lawyer has grit and determination, then if a client presents a problem and the solution we think is going to get there doesn't get there, I need a lawyer that's going to go, well, hold on, that didn't work, but hey, let's try this now, and let's get there in whatever way we can, because that's where the value is, in solving the problem.
Yes.
Not just in here's an advice and I'll see you maybe next year. You know, that's just... did it have the impact? How are you going to use that advice? And if it's not going to have the impact, well, what will have an impact? And our team, the level of ownership and determination that they demonstrate is just, they inspire me. When I'm feeling, you know, a little bit tired or whatever, they pick me up and vice versa. It's just, I'm very proud of our team, I should say.
I bet you are. Great business advice there, wrapping this up, because I think every business is about solving your customers' problems. So great determination and ownership, I think, really get it. I guess there's people now listening, they're asking the million-dollar question. How do we contact Quest Legal?
Well, firstly, anyone can email me directly. I'm the principal of the practice, but that doesn't mean that I'm talking to clients every day, day in, day out, and they'll call me and we'll email. We're all very engaged. So you can email me at Juan, J-U-A-N, dot Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, at questlegal.com.au. You can also find all our contact details at questlegal.com.au. We also have an info at questlegal.com.au where you can send emails, and that's monitored by the whole team. So, you know, if you don't really want to talk to me, just do that, or go on our website and look up our team. They're there, and their email addresses and contact details are all there. You know, we're pretty open and available.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, because Quest Legal is totally different. And I really want to share that with people, that you can have a purpose no matter what your business is and really make it what you want. I really do appreciate it, Grant. It has been absolutely fantastic having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a lot of fun, and look forward to the next time.